Officer and Fund Manager of Astral Asset Management, with us here on CNA 938, about to go on CNA TV, right?
Morning.
Good morning, Hyun Soon. All right, how concerned are you about what your ex-classmate John here just called a bloodbath? Tell us.
Yes. I think people have focused on what happened overnight in Wall Street with a plunge of around 3% across the three indices. But people seem to forget that, you know, they are all at record highs last month.
Oh, yes, that's true.
And year to date, you know, before this correction, S&P is up 20%, Nasdaq 25%, and Dow Jones is up 17%. These are very impressive numbers because they came off a low from 2018. And now what we are seeing is a bit of corrections that have plagued the market since the 1st of August. And it usually takes 1 to 2 weeks for these corrections to happen and for markets to come down, especially when you have a trade war rhetoric.
Okay. You say 2 weeks? Is that how long you see the slide going on for the four?
I think what has happened is when President Donald Trump and the tariff man, you know, over the last multiple occasions, what we've seen is the reaction is always 1 to 2 weeks, subject to the fact that he doesn't come up with more measures or more tariffs for China, or, you know, the retaliatory measures from China isn't going to be a shocking one.
And what would this mean for Asian markets? You know, is this the currency thing a concern here? Is it a major concern here? Or are there, you know, is underlying trade dispute, you know, going to be still front and center?
Okay, the Asian markets in the past week have corrected between 3 to 4%, and since market opening this morning, it seems to be continuing going down the downtrend.
Yeah.
I think this is a direct response to the concerns of the trade disputes. As you see, there are two 900-pound gorillas fighting in the room, and the others who are all in the room are going to suffer. Mm-hmm. Nobody is going to get away, you know, unaffected. It's just how badly bruised you become. And in particular, if you look at Singapore and Hong Kong, according to World Bank, they have a trade to GDP ratio of more than 300%. These are the more vulnerable countries that to trade disputes, and they will face significant economic headwinds.
Okay, I want to talk about currency, John. You just mentioned that the US actually put China on its currency blacklist for the first time since 1994. How's this going to make things escalate worse?
First of all, I think the seven renminbi to the US dollar level was never seen since the global financial crisis in around 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what makes this $7 mark a significant concern.
Mm-hmm.
Although the President Trump has tweeted officially labeling China as a currency manipulator.
Yeah, we've had analysts on the show just bashing that. They say it's unfounded.
Yeah. I mean, he has also labeled many other countries the same title, including Singapore.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, that's true. Yes.
So if you look
you don't buy him.
Let me give a bit of a perspective on this.
Yeah.
I mean, first of all, the People's Bank of China has categorically denied that they will use renminbi devaluation as a tool for trade war discussion.
Okay.
And, you know, some market analysts actually propose that maybe China has completely given up hope on a quick trade deal resolution, and therefore they go around trying to devalue the renminbi to give themselves an advantage in their exports. But if you look at China, only 9% of its output is exported, and devaluing the currency for this purpose doesn't seem to be a strong reason. Secondly, depreciation of renminbi could trigger a capital flight, which is something that the PBOC do not want to handle or see. And last but not least, I think in terms of retaliatory measures, the most effective one is just to stop buying producers from US. This is the simple, the fastest, and I would say it's the most effective that's going to hit President Trump's campaign in the coming.
Most likely reason for you that they did that then?
I think they will do that. And they have already stopped buying 14,700 tons of pork.
Yes.
Which is crazy.
And their plans to stop even more, right? Now, Hyun Soon, you and I, we are old friends. We go back all the way to junior college.
Gosh.
And for a while, you were based in Hong Kong, so I wasn't able to catch up with you quite as frequently. Now, Hong Kong has virtually given up its gains since the start of the year. We know the situation there right now. It doesn't look like it's going to come to a peaceful end anytime soon. Is it going to get worse, you think?
I think Hong Kong currently faces a perfect storm of three factors that caused the, you know, the meltdown of 6% in the month of August. And firstly, you know, you have the U.S. trade tensions, which affects all regional markets. Hong Kong is not going to escape. Secondly, the economic slowdown in China and Hong Kong. And this is fairly significant. And last but not least, the ongoing 9 weeks of protests and as well as a strike on Monday, which literally brings whole Hong Kong to a standstill. We've not seen this before, and you know, I think the important thing is if the violence protests continue to be prevalent, I think the markets is going to slide further down. Okay. And if the government address the protests and peace comes back to Hong Kong, and I think the market will recover.
Lee Kian Soon is CEO and fund manager at Astral Asset Management. Last question for you. How can Hong Kong still retain its attractiveness to foreign investors? Where is the silver lining in all of this? Give us some hope.
So Hong Kong has always a unique proposition, you know, since 1990s and early 2000s, because they are a unique gateway to China.
Yes.
After that, they become a unique gateway for Chinese companies to go towards the world. It's always the first port of call. Yeah. Its connectivity in terms of high-speed railway, the Zhuhai Macau Bridge to China, offers unparalleled connectivity and is a key pillar of the Greater Bay Area project. And, you know, with stable legal and financial systems, it's always a, you know, top investment and financial hub. Today's stock market basically holds more than 3,000 equities, you know, many of which are actually foreign companies. So I see that it will be key for business as long as law and order prevails. And it's going to be a very, it continues to thrive as a good merchant hub and good investment location.
Okay, which we don't know when, so.
Yeah, we hope that everything will be settled peacefully, at least, at the very least. And that's our guest, Lee Kian Soon, Chief Executive Officer and Fund Manager of Astral Asset Management, with us this morning on AsiaFest.
We look forward to seeing you on TV soon.
Thank you.